Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in business. Hello and welcome to episode 47 of Business Behind the Scene. Well, this week, lots is happening. We have been changing things around. We have a quite change in our staff members. We have made a few tough decisions. And as CEO, we always have to remember that part of having difficult conversation with people is part of the business, part of the job. So I remember that when the business was small, I was terrified of having this type of conversation with my team members, and now I always have to remember that it's for the best for them, it's for the best for us, for the best for the business, and there is something out there better for them. So when you have to let go of someone, it's always devastating and you always feel like the bad cop and it just breaks my heart. But then I have to concentrate on what's best for them for the future, which takes me with what I'm talking about today, which is, are you focus-based or not? What are you focusing on? Are you past? You make a decision based on your past or you make a decision based on your future? So we're going to talk about that today, because in business, we have to do that a lot. We have to talk about what has been happening in the business and how to move forward. And if you keep thinking on what's been happening in the business in the past and make a decision from the past, you will never move forward. You never create anything, because at the beginning of this business, I never had a business before. So if I made a decision based on my past, I would have kept going having a job. So this is my point that I wanted to come across today, is really having a conversation on what are you focusing on and how are you making a decision? Are you making a decision from the past or are you making a decision from your future and why? So I get this question a lot from a lot of my clients. They say, Francesca, I don't know, I don't get it. You are telling me that I should do this and I should do that, but I'm terrified. It's easy for you because you have a $1.5 million business. Your business is now going towards over $2 million this financial year. It's easy for you. You have 14 staff members. I don't. I can't do the stuff that you do. And I just want to bring people back to the beginning. I didn't have a $1 million business starting 6 years ago. I didn't have a $100,000 business. I didn't have a business. I never had a business before. My family never ran a business. I never had a past that would tell me what to do in the future. I had to rely on the unknown. And this is what people are scared about, because they're scared of the unknown. They just make decisions thinking, oh, it's easier for other people and it's not for me. Well, let me tell you, it's not easier for anybody, but we can't keep thinking about what we've done in the past. So let me give you an example. Tony Robbins says, where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows, which is so true. So if you keep concentrating on, oh wait, I've never done this in the past before, you're never going to be able to find a solution. If you're looking for answers in your past, you're never going to be able to make it. Let me give you an example. I have started going to Pilates, and when I first got to Pilates, they were telling me, well, when you do this exercise, you need to think about this little muscle here. And I'm like, I don't even know there was a muscle there. And if I was looking for reference in my past, my body didn't know what the muscle was, didn't know how to activate the muscle, didn't know how to do it. But so I could have said, well, because I don't have muscle memory of that muscle, I can't do this exercise. But I didn't do that, right? And you must have done that in other places in your life. So I really would like you to think about one occasion that you didn't have a reference point, but you did it anyway. So during the exercise, I tried to activate the muscle and she said, no, it's not activating, activate the muscle. And I said, but I am trying. She's like, well, you're not doing it though. So keep doing, keep trying so you can actually do it. And so I kept trying and trying. And then eventually she goes, there we go. I'm like, oh, am I activating the muscle now? Oh my God. Okay. Now I understand how it feels. And then I was able to search for that feeling again. Right. And we are so used to, if I haven't done it in the past, I can't do it again. But that is not true. That is not a true story. We can change the story, because I am sure that you must have had in the past many occasions where you know, where you have made it. Right? You might have never ride a bicycle before. And so the first time you went, you probably didn't know how to do it. And this is where it's fascinating, right? A lot of us adults, we find it very hard to be able to do that now, but we've done that when we were younger. We've done that in the past. So it's important that we understand that it's possible. It's possible for all of us. We just need to make sure that we change our reference point. Instead of looking at the reference in the past, we want to look at the reference in the future. We want to believe that it's going to happen in the future so that we're going to be able to do it over and over and over and over and over again. This is something that is blown my mind. When I actually realized that, wait, even if I had never done it before, doesn't mean that I can't do it. I was able to change everything in my life. I was able to change my diet. I was able to change the way I eat, the way I exercise, the way I drink, the way I do business, the way I hire, the way I fire, the way I deal with my clients, the way I learn, the way I study, everything. The way I date, the way I break up with people, everything has changed in my life from the moment I realized that I don't have to rely on the past to be able to do something in the future. And it sounds so silly because you're like, obviously. But then when we go and do stuff, we just feel so terrified of starting something new or trying something new or making something new happen. So I would like to invite you all to really think about when you are about to make a decision. What are you asking yourself? What questions do you ask yourself? What do you say? What do you do? What reference point are you looking for? So another thing that I do when I'm about to make a decision of something that I don't know how to do, that I've never done in the past, I always look at, is anybody else out there done that? Is anybody done that that I can take an example from? Is anybody else done that that I can sort of go, oh, they have done that, so I can do it as well, right? And I don't want you guys to just think that you can only do something if one person has done it, because there's multiple stories of success in Olympics and other places where one person decided that they're going to do things different, and then all of a sudden everybody is they've seen one person doing it, everybody's now doing it. So I don't want you to think that if you can't see someone else have done it before, you can't do it. But let's start at least there, right? So when I want to make a decision of something that I don't know how to do, I obviously don't look into my past because I don't have any reference point. So I look into the people that I know, and then I expand the circle to the people that I don't know. If I can't still find it, I go into Google and I try to look for examples. And then I start to follow those people and find out what they do and how they did it. And then if I still don't find it, then I'm going to have to make it up and try and test it. The reason why a lot of us look into the past to do something in the future or present is because we're terrified of failing. So we are trying to avoid so badly failure that we freeze ourselves and try to go, okay, I need to look at that reference point. I need to look at something so that I guarantee that I'm not going to fail. But guess what? Failure is part of the journey. What if today we were doing a webinar and a lady was saying, well, how do you overcome fear of rejection? And it's like, well, by being rejected. The only way that you're going to really get over fear of rejection is to get rejected. And when you get rejected, just sit with it. Just go, yeah, I just got rejected. Yeah, it's all part of it. Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, it's there. If you just accept that, if you see that that's happening, if you see that that's going on, then you're going to be able to go, oh, it's just a feeling. I'm not going to die if I get rejected. I'm not going to get disappointed. I'm not going to get, well, maybe you do get disappointed, but it's just a feeling. When you know that this is just a feeling, that you're not going to do everything you can to avoid it, you're just going to be, oh, that's how rejection feels like. Oh, okay. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to run. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to disappear. I can just be there and feel rejected. It's okay. So once you understand that the fear of rejection is just an emotion, then you're going to be able to allow it. And that means you're going to be able to go and try new things. And try new things that are going to be, yes, there is going to be the danger to be rejected, but it's not going to be something that you're going to be terrified about. So I, together with this future-based and past based. So what are you focusing on and how you make the decision is what I wanted to talk to you about, because a lot of business owners, they think that they can't do anything until they know the how. I mean, I can promise you, I didn't know how to run $1 million business. I didn't know how to run a $1.5 million business, and I have no idea how to get to a $2.5 million business, but I'm doing it and I'm going there. And I didn't know how to be a CEO, and I didn't know how to date, and I didn't know how to be single at 38 years old. I didn't know any of that, but I'm doing it. And I'm sure that if you have kids, you never knew how to parent, but you're doing it. So if we keep looking at the reference point from the past, we're never going to be able to do anything in the future. Imagine a woman just had a child and they put the child in her arms and they say, now you're going to start to breastfeed your child. She doesn't know how, but she's going to figure it out. And so she doesn't know how to take that kid home and what to do when they cry at night, but she's going to figure it out. Her with a partner, that by herself, it doesn't matter. So what other areas of your life you have figured out? Do a list of all the things that you didn't know a reference point, you didn't need a reference point because you did it anyway. What if you can do that in your business? What if you can do that in how many other places you can do that? What if you just had that certainty and that belief that no matter what, you're going to be able to work it out and figure it out and make it happen? What if you had that certainty? And guess what? You can have that certainty because it's inside of you. You don't need a reference point. You don't need me to tell you that I believe in you. You can just start to believe in you right now. You can start to believe that anything is possible. You can start to believe that you can create your 100K business right now. You can create your 500K business or your $1 million business right now. I was talking to a client of mine yesterday. She went, Francesca, I can't thank you enough. I said, why? She said, Francesca, I started working with you in the business as a client about 12 months ago and had a full-time job and two kids, single mom, and I could not afford your course. I did it. I was terrified. And now I not only left the job 6 months before I expected to leave it, but now I'm nearly to a $30,000 month and I had no idea how to do it. And without you, I could have never done it. And I said, look, thank you for giving me the credit, but I haven't done it. I mean, I've done it for my business and I've shown you strategies on how you can do it for your business, but you have done it. You need to own that. You need to celebrate that. You need to feel proud of you because you can't give your success to me because it's not mine, it's yours. And this is where she was like, I would have done it without you. I said, but you could have, because this is what you did. You didn't know that if you signed up, you would have got it, but you believed it. You believed in you. You believed that something was going to happen. And I'm very grateful that you believed in me, but what I love most today, you now believe in you because you make it happen. And she was asking me, Francesca, how do I get to 50K a month now? And I said, well, you know what? You've done it to 30, you can definitely do it to 50. If you don't know how, it doesn't matter. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep putting yourself out there. Keep studying. Keep involving. Keep believing. Because when you believe, then everything happens. You don't need a reference point anymore. You've got it. You've done it. She goes, but this time I can see it. I'm like, yeah, this time you can see it. But guess what? Last time you could see it too. You just don't know. So if you're there and you're trying to run this business and you're not making any money yet and you wonder how other people do it, and you're probably making an excuse thinking that other people had it easier, other people had more reference points, or other people had something different that you have, stop it, because that's not serving you. Making excuses for other people's success is not going to help you to get closer to your success. So what if you just go, they did it, I can do it too. I don't have a reference point. It didn't happen in the past. I didn't know how to do it in the past. I don't know how to do it in the present, but I'm still going to figure it out. I mean, I started dancing salsa 6 years ago when I first broke up with my first boyfriend. And it was devastating because I was heartbroken by myself in Australia. And I decided to start going dancing salsa and I had no reference point. I had no idea how to dance salsa. I was really bad. I was really bad at it. And I was going every single week, every single time there was a class, I was there. And I was failing and failing and failing and succeeding and failing and then succeeding and then failing. And I just kept going without having any reference point. Now, 6 years later, I can just go anytime dancing salsa or bachata, and I know how to do it. I just know how to dance. My body remembers. My body now has a reference point. But what I want to tell you is just build it. Build your success reference point. Build that muscle of that becoming a CEO. Build the muscle that you need to get your business to the next level. Stop waiting for the future to arrive so that you can have a reference point. Create your bloody reference point. Make it happen because it's possible. I want to tell that to people, but sometimes I want to shake people and go, come on, listen. If I've done it, anybody can. If I've made a $1.5 million business in literally 3.5 years without any reference point, without anything that I knew about business, without any success from my family, without anything at all, everybody can. If I did it, anybody can. So I want to invite you to take a list of all the places in your life where you did not know how to do something, but you did it anyway. When you had no reference point, when you have no direction, but you found a way and you figure it out, and really write down how you did it. Have a, your formula of success is right there. Your recipe is right there. Make it happen. I would like you guys to really believe. Because I told you before, and I can't stop saying it, your business is a 3D printout of your thoughts. Anything that goes through your brain will then manifest. So the first thing you need to do with this is to stop looking for the past. Stop making decisions in the present based on the past. But remember that people ask me, Francesca, how do you know how to hire someone? The other few people didn't work. How do you trust the next people will work? I said, I can't keep looking at what happened, what worked in the past, because it's never going to make it work in the future. So I just need to believe and keep going, keep looking for the right person, because I believe that there is the right person out there. I believe there is someone out there that needs my help. So in saying that, today I am here recording a couple of podcasts because I'm going away on holiday. And this is part of the beauty of business. A couple of years ago, I wonder if I ever going to be able to go away and have my business still running and not, you know, be terrified of pausing my life for 4 days, 5 days, 7 days, 2 weeks, whatever that is. And now it's happening. But I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to hire an operational manager. I didn't know how to hire people and train them. I didn't know many things. But I found out one at a time, and I implemented it, and I made mistakes, and I tweaked them, and I changed them, and then eventually it just all came together. So just about taking this leap of faith, taking the step, stop looking in the past for where to go, but look into where you are now and just take a step forward, and that will get you closer and closer to where you want to be. My friends, I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next week. We're nearly episode 50. How exciting is that? If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out the Entrepreneur's Abundance Mindset Mastermind. It's my monthly mastermind where you get to spend time with me, where we take all this material, we apply it, we study it, and so we can take your business to a whole new level. So just go to the Francesca Moy, the Meetup Queen Facebook business page, and then just send me a message and you'll be able to choose the option EAM Mastermind. I would love to have you join me there, and I'll see you next week.